Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Good Golly Miss Holly Show. We are so glad you are here. Please, no questions about pregnancy, legal questions, mediumship, or health. All readings are for entertainment purposes only. Now here is your sassy, southern and psychic host, Miss Holly.
Hi everybody, I'm back. I was pretty sick in the month of December, and so I apologize for not being here, but happy 2021, everyone. And I am back, and so welcome to the Good Golly Miss Holly Show. We are going to be on the air Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So those times, again, are Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Beginning next Monday, we will be dedicating Mondays to dreams and interpreting your dreams. One of my dear friends is named Marin, and she is a member of the International Association for the Study of Dreams. And she has over 20 years of experience and has taken numerous classes and is very, very well versed in the dream culture. So if you have a dream, save it for next Monday, because my friend Marin will be here to help you with that. So let's go ahead and get started. I have a full slate of people waiting to talk to me. I have missed y'all so much. It is so good to be back. So let's go ahead and get started. Hi, you're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly.
Hi, Holly. This is Teresa. Hi. I'm a first-time caller, and I'm glad you're
welcome.
Feeling better.
How are you doing, Teresa?
I'm doing better, too.
Okay, good.
I was down also, but I'm better.
Oh, what a mess.
So
anyway.
I have a question regarding work.
Okay.
So I'm just wondering if there are some new people there that tend to be very pushy.
That's putting it mildly, from what I can say. They're obnoxious as heck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them works directly with me, and I'm just hoping that it's not going to create conflict.
Oh, my. I have a funny feeling in my stomach, Teresa, and that does not bode well. So let me pull. I have a brand new deck that's called Angel Answers by Bradley Valentine. Let me pull a card for this and see what it has to say, because your spirit guides are telling me something that I'm not liking. Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, so your spirit guides are telling me that this is kind of the direction the company is wanting to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But they're also telling me that it's going to be short term, that they're going to realize the error of their ways and that those people aren't going to be there long.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So when I mean long, I mean less than 9 months. Okay. They're going to see their mistake, and this is going to be a good opportunity for you to move up, to be honest with you. So just take a deep breath and.
It's hard for me to trust people.
Yes.
You know, so, and I've worked really, really, really hard. I've been there 3 years now. And last year I had worked, didn't miss a day, 4 deaths I dealt with, 4 family deaths. I had to move. I got a divorce. You know, my husband passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I didn't skip a beat. And I don't want to have somebody come in there and think they're going to push me around, because I've worked really hard.
No, and that's not going to be the case, okay?
Okay.
This is going to be one of those things where they're going to push a few buttons, they're going to get their hand slapped, and they're going to be out of there, okay?
Okay.
So this is I know this is not what you want to hear, and I am so sorry, because you have worked very, very hard, and frankly, you deserve a break, especially after last year. That will be coming. Look for things to improve at the end of March, beginning of April, okay? In the meantime, do you know how to protect yourself from that type of energy and that type of person?
You know, I work with Archangel Michael. And every morning I use his triple bubble of protection.
Good
along
girl.
With the violet
I'm so flame. Proud of you. Yay. You were so far ahead of the game.
So I do that. I do that every day.
Wonderful. Now, the other thing, there are some little physical things that you can do to kind of keep those people out of your energy field. One of them is get a really cute little bowl, like at the dollar store or something that's really cute, and put some either Himalayan sea salt or kosher sea salt, just not iodized, okay? And just put a little tiny bowl of it on your desk.
Okay.
Okay? Because what that does is it absorbs all that negative energy and cleanses it.
Okay.
If you are allowed, and some companies allow this, some companies don't. My company did allow this, so I'm just shooting in the dark here with you. If you are allowed to diffuse any type of like oils or anything like that, peppermint oil keeps away. You're not? Tariqa, you're not allowed? Okay.
Yeah, I'm not.
Okay. So the other good thing that you can do is a salt lamp. Has no scent at all, but that diffuses negative energy as well.
Okay.
And
in
that
fact,
bubble
I have a small one that I can put on my desk. I have a perfect one.
Awesome. Perfect. And that bubble of energy that you're using with the Archangel Michael, make sure that when you go into your workspace, you expand that bubble. Okay.
Yeah, around my cubicle. It's
around
interesting because my guides also tell me I had a big piece of amethyst, and they wanted me to put that around my neck. So I put that around my neck, and oh gosh, what was the other one? Black tourmaline.
Black tourmaline especially is good for protection.
Yeah.
Amethyst opens up your third eye.
Right.
No.
But for some reason, I kept picking up, they wanted me to put that on.
Yes, because it makes you more aware of what's going on around you, and it gives you a heads up.
Yeah.
So you can get ahead of it.
Okay.
You see
I feel better. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. No, you're doing great. When you get home, do you like lavender at all?
I love it.
Okay. You and I are going to be BFFs, I already can tell. Okay, so put a little lavender on you before you leave the house, just a little bit, okay?
Okay.
And when you get home, diffuse that in your house. Lavender is the sneaky scent. Because it smells wonderful, but it gets rid of negative energy, and it really can't exist around it.
Ah.
So,
perfect.
Yeah, FYI, just so you know. do you know those little discs that you can, you know, the little necklaces that have the felt that you can put the oil in?
Have you
seen those?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have one. It's pottery, actually, but it's real porous, and you can put oil on it.
Lavender, or if you really want to get rid of them, mint.
Okay.
Lavender is a little more subtle, but mint works well for that. And also, believe it or not, any type of citrus.
Oh, really?
Yeah, especially grapefruit.
You know, I could get away with that by squeezing the rinds.
Yes. And there are lots and lots of, did you know that also that grapefruit, makes the people around you think that you've lost 20 pounds.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I need to get some grapefruit.
I just need to wear it from head to toe.
I'll drink it.
There you go. I love grapefruit. But yeah, no, it makes people see you in a more positive light. Because it helps them release endorphins, and it helps them feel more comfortable in themselves and makes them feel more healthy.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
Well, I really appreciate it. Yeah, I'm going to take heed to everything you've said.
Okay.
I was just feeling a little unsettled with these new people, and I just don't want to, you know, I'm trying to be polite, but I don't like somebody stepping in what I do. It's like they don't even do what I do, and they're trying to get their hands in it. Like,
they're trying to get their hands in it. Now recognize one thing, okay, that they're having to try and prove themselves. Okay.
Yeah, especially.
So some of this is coming from a place of fear with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, you've got your bubble protection up. You're very, very in tune with your spirit guides. You can do what I do. In fact, why aren't you doing what I do?
Which is what?
Readings and talking to people about spirit guides and that type of thing. Because you're just as knowledgeable as I am.
I don't know. It's a good question.
Good question. Need to think about it. I'm going to start having classes probably in February. I was going to do it this month. I will have, my website should be up at the end of the week. It's called Good Golly Miss Holly. It's goodgollymisshholly.net.
Mm-hmm.
And follow me there and follow this radio show, because I'm going to start having some seminars and stuff, because it seems, because of all the shift that is happening, that the tribe is waking up. So I need to get the tribe in the right direction.
Right.
So, get our sense of community.
Well, I do the reading for friends and family is what I do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but you're also a very good teacher, and you are very, very good at healing, very good at energy work.
You know what? Everybody tells me that.
That's
everybody says
true.
It. And my grandmother always comes through and says to use that.
That's what she did.
My grandmother was a medium.
It's all the same stuff. It just manifests itself in different ways.
Right.
But I can see your hands are glowing. And that you know how to bring that divine energy in to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, if things get bad there, Teresa, you know how to light up that room and clear all that negative energy out. Just do it. You don't need permission.
Right. Well, thanks for reminding me.
Well, you know what? I'm having to be reminded myself, and a lot of us are. We have to own who we are now. Playtime is over.
Right.
It's time for us to get our ears in gear. Okay?
Well, I definitely will follow you, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure, honey. Give me a call anytime. I look forward to speaking with you again. You have a fabulous
evening,
okay?
Lots of love to you.
Lots of love to you too, Sugar Pie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, it's so wonderful to always make new friends on this show. I just love it. I have missed y'all so much. Okay, let's see who's next. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly.
Hi, Holly. How are you? This is Rosie.
Hi, Rosie. How are you doing, sweet pea?
I'm doing well, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too. I'm certainly hoping it will get better, because it did not get off to a good start. Oh,
that is so true. That is so true. It's so true.
What can I help you with today, my dear?
So, Holly, I have been unemployed since last January, so it's coming up on a year.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, it has been very challenging. And I'm just wondering when you see me getting employment, a job that I like, actually. I mean, I haven't gotten any offers. There's been no offers, so I don't want to take something that I don't like, because that's not me.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't want to waste a company's time. That's just something I'm not into.
Okay. Well, I just pulled one card for you from my new deck. Let me see what else I got. Okay. So I have a new deck, which I am really liking a lot. It's called Angel Answers. And the cards that it pulled for you are interesting. The first card is telling me choose a new direction. The second card is saying in the near future and abundance. So between these and what your angels are telling me, Rosie, it's time for you to pick a new direction and maybe even think into going into business for yourself.
I don't know what I want to do. I really don't. I thought about it. I don't know what I want to do.
Yeah. So that's why they're giving me this new direction thing, because they're showing me that if you will choose a new direction or choose a business to do, you will be very successful with it, because I pulled the abundance card for you. So it would probably do you some good to sit down and kind of take stock of what you would like to do and just brainstorm really big. What would your ideal situation be like? What would you really love to do? Is there something that you'd like to help people do, like travel, or, you know, maybe that you have a skill that you can teach or something like that? But they're telling me that your abundance and your talents are going to be best served with you working for yourself. Does that make sense?
I understand. I just don't think right now I just don't have the head to think about what I want to do as far as a business, because it's not coming to me. And I've had a year to think about it, and it's just not coming to me.
Okay.
So right now, it's just I can't open up a business right now. I can't go into business for myself. The timing is not right for me.
Okay. Because what I'm seeing is you have a very creative side to you, they're telling me. Is that correct? And,
yeah.
Okay. So they're wanting you to focus on that side of things. To focus on that creative side of you. And then the answer will come from that. They're not showing me what it is, so I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and tell you that I have all the answers, because I don't, because they're not showing me. I think the reason that they're not showing me is that they want you to go through this discovery process, which I know is a pain, okay? I get it. But they're really wanting you to go through this discovery process on your creative side, because they're showing me lots and lots of abundance in that creative side for you. Okay?
That's fine, Holly. That's fine. But mm-hmm. Do you see any positions or any job offers to me that are given to me?
Not in the next 90 days, no. Now, I see something coming up in May or June, first part of June, but not in the next 90 days.
Okay.
That doesn't have as much to do with you as just
what's
as the craziness
on.
Continues. Yeah, it's just the craziness that continues.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't have all the answers for you tonight. Have
That's
a good
okay.
one.
You
all
too,
right.
bye.
Bye-bye, sugar. Bye. Oh, she's such a sweetheart. I know she'll find her way. Okay, let's see. Who's next? You're on the air with Good Golly, Miss Holly.
Hi, Miss Holly. This is Sonia. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Sonia. How are you doing, sweet pea?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing fabulous. Now that I'm not in pain, I slipped a disc and was out for a month.
Oh,
it's awful. So I'm back now,
sorry
y'all.
To hear.
Oh, that's okay. It happens, but I'm back now, y'all, because I've missed this so much. I love talking to y'all.
So you're like the bionic woman, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, I just pop the disc, put it back in like nothing ever happens, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I had to sit on the couch or the bed for a month. It was awful.
I bet.
Ooh,
I bet.
Anyway. But we're in a new year, and we're picking up and moving on. So.
That's it. So,
go ahead, sweet pea.
I wanted to, the new year, 2021,
mm-hmm.
See what you're picking up from me, you know, at this company, as far as any promotion growth. I've been there 3.5 years now, and overall, I want to see what you're picking up from me.
Let's see what we've got going on for you.
Okay.
I am showing that your guides are telling me that it's going to be a bit slow at first, okay? That it's going to be pretty much the norm. Well, let's see what we've got going on here. Okay. They are kind of in recovery mode from last year, okay? So, okay, that's right. Okay, so I pulled 3 cards for you. I call full recovery, if you believe, and the situation will improve. So what I'm seeing here is that you need to stay the course. You have a very positive attitude with this company, and they really, really appreciate it. Okay, so stay the course, and things, your situation is going to improve with them more than likely by the end of March, early April. Okay, springtime, that will give them enough time to deal with what's going on in the world right now and everything that's going on in Washington and everything. But after that, they are looking to expand your role and give you a small raise.
Oh, okay. You mean after March?
After March, yes.
Okay. Do you know, like, around when?
Okay.
Is it going to be summertime or...?
No, it's going to be in the spring.
Oh, okay.
That's
spring.
Not that
okay.
long because we're in January now.
Okay.
So January, February, March. Yeah.
Right. So you're saying a promotion and more money?
A small promotion and a small raise, yes.
Okay. Hmm.
Uh-huh.
I don't like the word small, but I guess I'll take it. You know?
I don't think anybody's doing anything big right now.
No, I know. But the thing is that I don't want to stay here long term. You know, I have goals of my own. I'm studying stuff on the
mm-hmm.
side. And I'm doing my own thing. They don't know anything about it, you know. But,
mm-hmm.
a lot of side study because I'm going to have to do an exam and at some point in time this year and then getting more into that capacity. So I am looking to... getting into that. Are you picking up anything? Because, I mean, my company has a software, but to be honest with you, it looks like they already have somebody taking care of it, and I already sort of kind of asked about it, and I was declined, so
mm-hmm.
I'm not making a big deal of it. I'm doing my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, long term, what do you see for me? You know, like, I'm not going to stay here 5-10 years and be stagnant, you know what I mean,
No, I completely understand. We're talking about Salesforce, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So here's what I have learned about Salesforce. Because we talked about a month and a half ago about this, because my husband's in the same boat as you as far as trying to learn the Salesforce thing. One of the things that I have learned is that if you can start doing small admin projects while you are still studying, that will give you the experience that you need to move on and get a better job.
Right. And to add to that, I'm a Salesforce user for 10 years now. I have a strong grasp of some of admin stuff, not everything. And that's reflected in my various roles at different companies. You know, that's in my resume and in my business profiles, whatever.
Then you that's should not here. Have a problem.
And you I am looking actually for solid volunteer opportunities where I could add that aspect of it and say, hey, I'm doing this and this and this. I'm not going to be working. You know, it doesn't matter if I don't get paid. But that's my goal, and I would like to do that sooner rather than later. I mean, do you see that happening?
I do see that happening. I do see that happening.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which
I see
I'm
all this coming
lot,
to fruition
know?
By October. The Salesforce Set thing and the and October of this year, I see all the Salesforce stuff and you being more aligned and associated with Salesforce than you are now. By October, in a financial capacity.
Okay.
So keep working. I know it's tough because I'm dealing with the same thing with my husband. It's tough and it's constantly changing. But get that first certification and get moving because the Salesforce is growing exponentially because of the pandemic because. People are stuck at home, and so you can work anywhere now.
Right. And like I said, I use it now, not a lot, but I've used it a lot in other places. And I know the old Salesforce and the new Salesforce Lightning, you know, I know where to get things. I know how to do a lot of the things there, you know, work with opportunities and all that good stuff and reporting. That's ultimately,
the main thing that I am picking up with you as far as Salesforce goes is really, really, really work on the security aspect of it. Really work on the security aspect of it because that's going to play a major role in you moving forward.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Sweet Pea. Have a good, thank you for calling in. I hope to hear from you soon.
Sure, we'll do. I'll call you sometime.
Okay.
Take care.
Keep
Bye-bye.
Me updated. Bye.
All right, we'll do. Bye.
I do appreciate y'all calling back in and talking with me. It is so nice to hear y'all all again. It has been a while, and I have missed y'all a whole lot. So let's go ahead and see who's next on our list. Okay, let me click the right button. There we go. Hi, this is Ms. Holly. How can I help you?
Hi, Ms. Holly. Happy Holly and Happy New Year. We missed you.
Oh, I missed y'all too. I was either on the couch or in bed, but I'm back now. So it's good with the world. So how are you doing?
Yeah. Hanging in there. Hope for a good year for me and everybody and hope that, you know, things for good things, good things. That's beautiful to ask me. I have a question, please. Where I work right now, my God, you did tell me this. I think it was in November when I finally talked to you. Something stepped in, like the law is checking on something. Nothing that I did, but I is it best for me to leave? I mean, I found something else.
The law is checking in on the company?
Yeah, like on somebody. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if they're gonna arrest somebody, but they're investigating.
I'm not getting that it has anything to do with you, so I would not worry about it.
Should I stay there? Because the head up, the woman, the general manager, she is She's very, very ugly to me, like very rude.
It sounds like to me like you've already made the decision to leave.
Yeah, because it's the sheriff that's investigating.
Okay. So, and you've already got another position to go to, correct?
No, not with that company, no. I found another job, but it's good to have two jobs because, you know, it's you never know, the necessity, COVID-19. But this lady here, she lies to her employee, so she makes employees have conflict with each other. She don't handle the situation properly. That's why I'm kind of worried about her mentality.
Okay, so here's the thing that I'm going to tell you, all right? You have the choice to participate in that or not. Okay? Realize that you are in control. I know it doesn't feel like that, but you need to realize that you're in control. If you have that really bad feeling like things are going to go wrong or you're going to end up getting in trouble, of course, go find something else. But realize that you do have control over how you react to the situation. Okay.
Okay, that is very true. That is what you suggest for me to do? I stay? Well, I mean, I'm getting for me to leave. I mean,
I'm not getting that you're in any imminent any type of danger or anything like that. I think you're operating from what your guides are telling me. You're just operating from a place of fear, and that's not a good place to operate from because we don't make good decisions when we operate from a place of fear. Okay? So I think
Ms. Holly.
Yes, sweetie.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, man. If I stay there, would I have any problems? I'm trying to avoid that.
You're not going to have any problems if you do not react to her. If you react to her, you will have problems.
And because I am strong in my character. I mean, I will not create violence, but I will repel that. Please do not talk to me that way.
Then you might want to start looking for another position.
Okay.
Okay.
That is, yeah, okay. Okay, anything else I need to know quickly? I know you got callers.
No, not really, no. Just remember that you are in control. Okay, and that your spirit guides have got your back.
That is good to know, better than good. I cannot find the word, but it's just that to make sure it's short, there is a sheriff looking at an employee, they're investigating.
Mm-hmm.
That's why and they have talked to me, and I said okay. And that's why I want to make sure. I mean, I'm not in trouble. I do anything, but, you know, sometimes they check or whatever. They get an opinion. Of course, they're the law. They can do whatever they need to. But I need confirmation. I'm just going to confuse messages.
Yeah, no. What you need, okay, so are you in trouble? No. Are you in danger? No. Okay. If you are concerned about how you're going to react to how this woman is treating you and you don't think that you can be cordial to her, then yes, you need to go and find another place to go. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Just
realize that you are
in
control. You're welcome, sweet pea.
I'm in
control.
Thanks
for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye, sugar pie.
Oh, that's nice of you. Thank you. Jessie.
Okay, we all need to realize that how we react to things is what chooses our destiny. It's how we react to things. So this is a good lesson for all of us to remember, is how we react to things determines what path we take. Okay? So let me go ahead and get to our next caller. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. Hello?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you. What can I do for you this evening?
Well, I have been out of work since March because of mm-hmm. COVID and all. And I have a phone interview tomorrow for a contract. And I wondered if you might see whether or not you think I'm going to get that job, or is there something else coming my way?
You know what? Let's find out. First of all, congratulations for getting a phone interview, because a lot of people aren't even getting that right now. So woohoo for that. To prepare for that, if you have any bay leaf in your cabinet, put it in your wallet, because that attracts money, okay?
Okay.
And if you can burn a green candle while you're on the phone with these people, that will help as well. So let's see what we've got going on here. Well, I got my answer. Yay! Big happy changes. So I'm saying, yes, it's going to go well. Yeah,
Yay!
Yay. Yes. In fact, I see a lot of improvement around several things for you. You haven't been in the best of health this last year either, have you?
No, I well, I had a problem with my ankle. I broke it, and I've been trying to get back. It's still messed up, but not as bad. It's getting there. It'll probably take another year or two before it's 100%.
I understand that. I did that 3 years ago, and you would think that one little bone would not make that much difference, but it does. And are you still wearing a boot?
No, I'm not in a boot now, but my flexibility isn't as good when I'm going down the stairs, and sometimes I still have to wrap it with an ace bandage.
Mm-hmm. But, oh, jeez. I'm so sorry. Well, know that that's going to improve, okay?
Okay.
And you're – so I'm just going to say this. Your heart was hurt, not physically, but emotionally last year as well.
Yeah. I had a betrayal at work, and that mm-hmm. hurt my feelings a lot.
Yeah. And it knocked you for a loop. It really did, because you did not see it coming.
No. You know, when I'm working, I give my all, and I really am dedicated. I truly am, mm-hmm. because I have a very good, solid work ethic. But
let me give you a little advice, okay?
Yeah.
You need to let that go and not even think about it anymore. And you need to do it like ASAP before you get on the phone with these people tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
Don't worry about it anymore. It's gone. It's happened. It stunk. It really did. Okay. But know that this year is going to be a year of big positive changes for you. Okay. New job, your health is going to get better, and your outlook's going to get better. But it will only do that if you allow yourself to have a better outlook. Okay. We attract what we put out. And you are not a negative Nelly at all. So don't misunderstand that. Okay. But what I am telling you is that you put a positive spin on things and it will come back to you tenfold, especially right now. Especially right now.
Okay. That sounds great.
Right?
Yeah.
So make sure that you do that. Make sure that you visualize yourself getting this job tomorrow and that you are having fun with it. You have an opportunity to make new friends tomorrow.
Wow.
Okay?
I would love that. Yes.
All right. So make new friends tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Good.
God bless. Call me and let me know how it goes, okay? And I'm going to be a ring candle for you tomorrow as well. All right?
Thank you very much. God bless.
Good. God bless, sweet pea. Talk to you later. Thank you for calling in.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay, everybody. I just want everybody to take 2 seconds. And send our last caller some positive energy and wish her well on this interview tomorrow. Thank y'all so much. I just love my group, my tribe. I've missed y'all so much. All right, let's see who's next. Hi, you're on the air with Good Golly, Miss Holly.
Hello, how are you, Sharon? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
I am so glad. What can I help you with today?
Well, I have a question. I know. I just want to know, when do you feel me going back into the office?
Not for a while, darling. Not for a while.
Summer?
More than likely fall.
Wow. See, I know this sounds silly, but I want to adopt this dog that I'm fostering. I really have a... Oh. And I don't know what's going to happen if I'm going to go in every day, 2 days a week. If I do 2 days a week, I can get taken a doggy care. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe someone around me would babysit. I know it sounds crazy, but I just want to adopt a dog so bad. It sounds silly, but this little guy, So you really don't feel it's going to be till summer. I should just wing it.
No.
Just do it. Not be so scared.
Oh, no. You two are totally meant to be together. Okay, and we talked about him in December, I think, or was it November?
Yeah, this is another one now. This one I've had about a week and a half. His name's Benjamin.
Ooh.
He's only a year and a half. He's a beagle and a terrier, Boston Terrier.
Oh,
mix.
How cute.
But I want to adopt
this
dog, but I just should just wing it and just do it and quit talking about it. You know what I'm saying? I know.
Look.
And just worry about it when it comes
that,
up. What?
When the one thing that we have learned this year is that tomorrow is not guaranteed.
I know.
Okay.
Isn't that
so? Go ahead, sweetie.
I know I can afford it. You need money to have a dog. I mean, at least you have to have enough. And I have enough. I'm not worried about that. I'm just worried about. I would not leave him home in a cage. I can't do it. Not even in a little room. If it was 4 hours, yes, but it's an 8 hour, 9 hours with driving there and back.
You have to realize, let's just talk about logistics a minute, okay, not psychic stuff, okay? My husband is in a similar situation to you, okay? So he has been home since March of last year. There are some... he's working. He's working for
months. Oh, good.
Okay.
I feel bad for anybody who's not working.
We have been so blessed. It is just not even funny compared to most people. And I am so grateful. He hasn't missed a step. And I have started a new business in September. So we have been very, very blessed. But when the universe puts something in your lap, and you know instantly that you have a connection, you do it. Okay?
I know, it's a good point. I know.
It will work itself out. I do not know how it's going to work itself out. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I do. But I know that it will work itself out.
But
okay.
That's me too. I always think of the future. I never could just live for today. I've never been like that. And I wish I could. You know, I try. You know what I mean?
I can tell you that you're not going to be going back to the office the soonest that I can see anybody going back to the office is maybe at the end of August. And that's
just the mail room are there twice a week. They're only there you know, they got to get the mail because it's a huge company. But I know. Even I was talking to one of my bosses. She says, there's no way. And I know that we're not going to go back totally 5 days. I know that. It's not going to be 5 days a week. It'll probably, we'll probably get to go in twice. But see, the other girl I work with loves dogs too. She has two dogs. So, but she lives only 10 minutes from home. She goes home on her lunch and takes them out. You cannot leave a dog home alone during the day. They're like kids. You just can't.
No,
but anyhow,
I'm,
enough of that.
I
know.
Well aware of that.
I prayed to my dad. He guides me.
Yes.
He brought this dog to me. My dad did. But anything else you can pick up for me at my job? Everything's going very good now. Well, it has pretty much. There's always a little bit of challenge. You know what I mean? I just got a lot more responsibility. Do you feel it's going to work out this year?
It's going to work out so much better this year. The struggle is over, and you're going to get more responsibility and a raise. Probably, I want to say, they're showing me fireworks, so to me that means July. Okay?
Okay.
So, but yeah, they love you. So, you're good. You're good.
Everyone, even Jane, even that the head lead, we're getting along. But I think she's her personal life. She got it straightened out a little bit better.
Oh, good.
You know, so I
good.
Yeah. But
good.
Anything else?
No. Adopt that dog.
I know he's. Can you pick up anything on him? They said he was a stray. I can't even imagine. He's getting fixed next week. He'll be. So much. He's good now, but when he gets fixed, he's even going to be better.
Yeah. He, I don't see any abuse with him. I see
he
that
can't.
He's not lost.
He's such a love bug. He got lost.
Yes.
He got lost. Okay.
So he got lost, and, but he was found very far from home. So I don't know how he got lost, if he was like on a family outing or something and he ran off or something like that. That's what I'm kind of picking up on. But there's no abuse with this dog. This dog is a very, very sweet dog and very affectionate.
Doesn't bark. I mean, it's just, he's a gem. I can't even explain it, but
well,
I'm glad I got a little bit of insight.
He will start to bark in a couple of more weeks, okay? Because he's still feeling not quite comfortable. Okay,
I know,
because so
he was in a shelter for like 2 weeks. I know.
Yeah.
Till they rescued him out of there.
Yeah, and the noise of the shelters really, really fools with him. It really does. But know that he'll start to, he's not going to be yippy or anything like that, but he will start communicating vocally a little bit with you probably around 2 or 3 weeks. Okay. But he's not yippy at all. And he's a little character. So he's fun.
Oh. His tail is like swerved. He's a ball. I mean, he's a good little boy. He's a good little boy.
He is a good little boy. But he's a little character. But
my
I like
love
character
him.
Dolls. You know, so... I had pugs, and they are the biggest characters on the planet. Oh, my gosh. But
I know just about every dog there is. Yeah, except the ones from other countries. You know, those dog shows. I don't know. that's really nice to know. Now, I do want to say one other thing. This has nothing to do with me, and I don't know if Laura's still listening on the phone. I would never tell anyone what to do. But you know what else I do? Like when I was looking for a job, I don't know if she's listening. You know, there's a novena. I'm Catholic. Have you ever heard of the novena? Mm-hmm. You say it for 9 days. I'm telling you, they work. You pray.
Yes.
St. Joseph is a good one to do it too. You look them up on the Google. I'm telling you, I can't tell you how many times I prayed the novena for 5 days, and they answer if it's in your good interest. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I just thought I'd add that.
No, I appreciate it. Anytime y'all want, this is. I look at this as an opportunity for me to talk with y'all and help. But I have a lot of practitioners who have started calling this show, okay, and who are actual clients of mine. And so anytime anybody gets a prompting from spirit or anything like that that pops into their head, I am all about it. So don't ever
feel bad for anybody who doesn't have a job.
I know. Because it's so hard to get one.
People don't work. Different if you try, but if you're not trying, that's another. You know what I'm saying? But for people who try, it's just so. I don't know what life is so crazy, isn't it? It really is.
It is crazy. It is crazy. It really, really is. But no, I appreciate you saying that about the novenas, because I had not even thought about that. Do you know? Well, I was raised Catholic, and
I go to church every Sunday.
Oh, good for you. Our church, the church that we go to, is not having services because I live in Georgia. Okay. So, and Georgia's a hot mess at the moment. So, the church that we go to is not having services right now. But I was raised Catholic, and one of my friend's father was in total kidney failure. I was about 9 or 10 years old.
Oh.
And my mother called the priest and asked for a novena. And do you know, his kidneys regenerated?
Oh, there are so many. I believe in healings, but only by God, not by Reiki or anything. Oh, I'm a true believer in that stuff. So anything you tell me about that, I believe. If you got to believe it in your heart, though. You have to believe it. Don't you agree with me? It's got it. I know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and
I think
the thing about the Reiki that a lot of people don't understand, what I get upset about is, and this is not going to make me the most popular psychic on the planet, but if people ask me where I get from my information from, I'm the first one to admit it's not from me. It's from angels and that type of thing, because it isn't. I believe in God, and God is looking out for us, and miracles are, are possible, and they're happening all the time. And a lot of people believe that miracles and all that stuff is dead. I don't like those people. But I believe in all that stuff, but it's about prayer, and it's about connecting with that divine.
But you got to pray all the time, not just when you want something.
Yes. God is not an ATM machine. Okay.
I know. That's so cute. Well, thank you for the insight. I knew you wouldn't get upset if I threw that out there to someone who is listening.
I am all about it. I really appreciate that you did. Thank you so much. And you adopt that baby. You hear me?
You know what he's doing right now? He's sleeping on my stomach. He is a big baby. I'm telling you, I just love this little guy. All right, well, listen, thank you so much. You can get your next reader. I didn't mean to prolong those, okay? But I just had to add that.
It's always good to talk to you. I'll talk with you later. Have a good one. God bless you.
Thank you.
I am all about novenas and prayers and that type of thing, because it's only when we combine our efforts and allow the divine to work through us that anything is possible. And I'm walking proof of that. Okay, let's see who's next. Hi, you're on the air with Gali Miss Holly. Hello.
Hi, this is Amla. How are you?
Amla, how are you?
I'm doing good. I was dying to talk to you. I know now we only have a few minutes left, but wow. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, darling. How are you? You good?
I'm doing okay. It's been, I found out the hard way the last 6 months, and it wasn't because it was 2020, but in a nutshell, I had my 30-year return, my Mars return, and that's why it was so difficult. Very difficult. And my Mars is in Aries, and it just went into Taurus last week. So it's only now getting better. But it was the last 6 months, and it, again, it wasn't because the 2020 thing. It was because my Mars returned 30 years. So a lot of stuff. But okay, so moving forward, I'm wondering if can you tap into finding somebody special. You said it was going to be next year, which means this year when I talked to you, I think in November. Yeah. I was just wondering if you can expand on that.
Well, let me just tell you what I pulled for you.
Sure.
Hang on one second. So I did not pull an angel card for you because I pulled fairy deck cards for you. So I pulled the Wheel and Life Experience. So
okay.
The first card, it's all about delays being over, sudden or unexpected good luck, a new card.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's coming.
Okay.
Now this is going to be a little different than what you're usually attracted to. So do not discount it. Okay.
What did you just say? I'm sorry. What?
This person is going to be different than what you have dated and been involved with in the past. Okay.
Okay.
But it's going to be good for you.
Okay.
Okay. So don't just go. Don't discount it.
Okay.
All right. But look for that to happen, and I'm seeing it pretty soon, end of February, beginning of March.
Wow. So do I meet him like through work, through my book, or just like a grocery store type of thing? I don't know.
No. It's not. It's not the grocery store. You know. But no, you are going to meet them through work. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So,
Is he new?
No, you have not met them yet. No.
Okay.
So I guess they're new.
Okay.
Okay. So
anything else?
Just be prepared for fun and new experiences. And
really?
Yes.
Wow. I think this is going to be the one because it's been, you know, I've done the work to release a lot of gunk and karma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for real. And it's not because it's the new year. It's been a lot of karmic stuff that it's like I'm a newborn person. That's what's happened. The dark night of soul happened. And now it's like the phoenix in the fire. And
that's
I'm ready.
Right. And you're shining bright. So.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But just remember, don't discount it. And he may seem a little weird to you at first, but just go with it, okay?
Really? Okay, so that's good to know. Seriously, knowing me. I don't know about this one. Oh, goodness. Okay. Do you think he's older than me?
No.
Okay.
Maybe a little younger than you.
Okay.
Just so you know. So have fun with it. You deserve it.
All right. I can't wait. Okay. I just can't wait. I've been dying for this. It's my time. It's been so long.
It is your time. It sure is. It is your time.
And I love myself. Okay. Go ahead. I understand you got to go.
I got to go. I've got a minute left. So I need to get some information out. But thank you so much for calling, and I will talk with you later.
Yes, absolutely. Happy New Year to you, and
Happy
hope you feel better with your back.
Oh, thank
absolutely.
You. Thanks.
Oh,
bye-bye.
God bless you with your
God
help.
God bless you.
Okay.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Okay, guys, we've got about 30 seconds left, so I'm not going to be able to talk with anyone else this evening, but I will be back here on Wednesday at 8 p.m. taking more readings. And don't forget, we are on the air Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 8 p.m. And Mondays next week will be dedicated to work. Okay? So everybody have a super great night. And thank you so much for making my first show back on the air a huge success. Bye, everybody.